Hello and welcome to Common Prayer. This is Savannah Jensen with you once again this week, and we've been looking at the Serenity Prayer. God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. We're going to look more deeply at the portion on wisdom. The wisdom to distinguish one from the other. Wisdom to distinguish what I need to accept that will not change, and the wisdom to distinguish what I need to change. And I think in this season that we're currently in, we have been surrounded by so many events that have been completely out of our control. And that's not even acknowledging maybe personal experiences that you may have been having, whether with family, with work, with being at home with your kids, with being at home by yourself. There are many things that in our circumstances we are not able to control, and we have to ask God for wisdom to be able to acknowledge, I can't change this, so God, I trust you. I trust that you will be here in the midst of it and that you will lead me through this. And don't we know, as we were studying perseverance a couple weeks ago, God doesn't take us away from circumstances, or he does not always take circumstances away from us. Usually, he leads us through it. Always present, always there, but we have to go through it. It's like the rhyme, can't go over it, can't go under it, can't go around it, you have to go through it. And honestly, it takes wisdom to be able to turn to God and say, okay, this is something I can't change, so I will trust you. But then there's the portions that we can change. And oftentimes those can be difficult to see. Or at least, like myself, we may not always want to see what we have to change. And I think that's where a lot of growth can happen. When we ask the Holy Spirit to show us, God, show me how to be more like you. And what does he do? He usually gives you opportunities to grow in patience or to grow in thankfulness by giving you opportunities that are challenging and hard. But it's an opportunity to change a behavior that maybe God wants to heal because it's rooted in a lie or it's rooted in some pain that he wants to shine his light on and bring some healing to. And I think the example I can give for my own personal life is a couple of years ago, I was in a car accident and it was very sad, actually. My sister and two good friends of ours went to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. And it was our second day of the trip, and we were riding in a Lyft car. And right outside of the last gate to get into the parking lot, we came to a pretty abrupt stop. And I literally thought in the back of my head, somebody's not going to pay attention, and something bad could happen if they're not paying attention. And sure enough, a split second after that thought passes through my head, we get rear-ended by a car pretty hard. And all three of us in the back seat ended up with some kind of either concussion or mild back trauma. And an ambulance came. We got rushed to the ER just to make sure there was no serious issues from the concussions. I had a concussion myself. And it was a pretty traumatic experience for me. Mind you, we were already in Orlando. We still had two more days in the park. We decided, well, we're still going to go anyways. We finished the trip, but I came back, and it's not always a great idea to get on a plane after you get a concussion, which is what we had to do, unfortunately, to get home. But when I came back and after recovering from the concussion after a couple months, and I started getting in a car, slowly driving again, I had the worst PTSD from riding in a car, always thinking if somebody brakes too fast, someone's going to hit us. And I would literally grip the sides of the car and brace myself. And people riding with me are like, are you okay? There's nothing wrong. Why are you freaking out? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I was in a car accident. I just keep thinking, my brain keeps thinking that we are going to get hit. We're going to get hit. We're going to get hit. And eventually, while the worst PTSD of bracing myself every time somebody slows down quickly went away, the next part of PTSD was road rage. And every so often, I still get road rage when I see somebody cut me off or I see somebody speeding way too quickly down the road. And I just think, man, you idiot. Why are you driving like that and risking the lives of people around you, let alone yourself? And I get so stressed out and I stew over how annoying and awful it is for these people to just drive like maniacs. And here's the thing. I can't change that I was in a car accident. And I can't change that clearly I have some PTSD from being in a car accident. It's not my first one, by the way, and so I probably have enough PTSD from multiple car accidents that I don't know if it will ever fully go away. But what I can change is my behavior. And my behavior in this case is my road rage, my anger, and my resentment towards people I don't even know, but I see them do one action and I label them as a, you could fill in the blank. But the reality is, this is a prime example of I need the wisdom to know what cannot change and what God wants me to change. Do you have something like that? Do you have something that may seem really simple and not necessarily changeable, but when you really think about it and let the Holy Spirit shine his light through your soul, and when those little holes show up, you realize, oh, this is where God wants to actually work with me to change it. Because the reality is, these kinds of behaviors that happen in us, they can steal away our joy, our peace. They can add anxiety. I know that's the case for me. Every time I get in a car and I submit to road rage, I get more anxious, and it ruins the rest of my day because I'm more stressed out about one person cutting me off on the freeway. So what I want us to consider is there are things that God won't change, but there are things that he wants us to change, and we're not doing it alone. He's partnering with us, and thank God that his foolishness is wiser than our wisdom. And his weakness is stronger than our strength, as it says in 1 Corinthians. And it's because of Christ, who has become wisdom for us, our righteousness and holiness and redemption. It's because that he is in us that we can have wisdom as well. And I think with wisdom comes freedom, right? When we're able to have the wisdom to see what needs to change, God can enact his freedom and redemption fully in us. So here's the invitation. I want you to get in a space of reflection. If you're walking, just notice the cadence of your steps. And if you're sitting, get comfortable in your chair. And just pray, Holy Spirit, your servant is listening. And next, what I want you to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to shine his light on your soul. I have a friend who once told me she was praying about a similar struggle that I explained. I won't go into detail, but she was explaining how, as she prayed, God showed her a picture of her standing in front of a mirror, and she could see these holes in the mirror that were all over her body. But then God stood behind her, and his light shone through. But what she saw was not lack. She saw that God filled the space where her shortcomings were, and that he was present and filling that space with his presence so that she was whole. And that's what I want us to ask God to show us, is where are those holes that we have that he wants to fill? Those things that we can't change, but we know we've been marked by them. And what is that for you? And what does God want to fill in you? And then ask him, what are the things that he wants to partner with you to change? What behaviors are you giving into that are stealing away your joy, stealing away your peace? Ask Him to show you what those things are. And have the courage to ask Him to help you change it, to show you the next step. Praise God that He gives us the wisdom that we need, the courage that we need, and the serenity that we need to live fully and peacefully and in wholeness. God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Amen. Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Today's episode is hosted by Savannah Jensen with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.